Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
What's up? Welcome to the courtroom.
I am Cleo.
And I'm Oj. And in this podcast, we tell you stories about people's life, liberty, and property.
Kukwentohan namin kayo about court rulings in a way that will make you understand jurisprudence like a 9-year-old.
All persons before the Supreme Court of
So join us as we delve into true crime, political controversies, and all things tare de chismis every week.
Hanggang saan ang kaya mong ibigay for love, Oj? Mapapagkatiwala mo ba sa mahal mo yung property na dapat para sa inyo ng mga kapatid mo?
Nope! Walang tiwala. hindi naman. Umiiwas lang tayo sa potential na gulo. Siyempre, I would do anything for love. But I won't do that.
Parang kanta yan ah.
Oo naman.
Pero, sample.
Hindi, aks na yan. Pero true naman kasi, siyempre, I give my best in a relationship. But I also retain certain boundaries.
Well, what if when you're gone, the love of your life did something to betray the trust of your family? Anong gagawin mo?
Yun ang exactly iniiwasan ko. Although, well, bukod sa wala naman talaga akong magagawa dahil deads na ako, mumuntahin ka na lang siguro.
Agang Halloween ah. Well, sa kasong pag-uusapan kasi natin ngayon, wala namang supernatural incident na naganap, pero betrayal of trust meron. Sino kaya ang makukonsider na owner sa isang lupain na pinagkatiwala at niregister niyong magkakapatid sa pangalan ng asawa ng kapatid mo or hipag mo?
That's what we're going to find out as we tell you the case of Pablo D. Palma versus Eduardo Reyes Cristobal.
In 1909, Pablo Palma and his wife Luisa Cristobal were issued an original certificate of title for a parcel of land located in Quesada Street, Tondo, Manila.
Later on, their certificate of title was substituted by a new certificate of title, still under their name.
Although, nung namatay si Luisa noong 1922, may bagong certificate of title na naman na na-issue around mga 1923. But this time, nakapangalan na lang siya kay Pablo. And in 1928, it was again substituted by a new certificate of title.
Fast forward, Pablo filed an ejectment case against Eduardo Cristobal Reyes, ang kapatid ng yumaong si Luisa. Pero hindi pumayag si Eduardo kasi sa kanila daw ang lupa sa Tondo at hindi kay Pablo.
Wow! Anong nangyari? Ba't biglang may kasuhan na naganap, Oj?
Kasi nga, pinapa-eject ni Pablo si Eduardo dun sa Tondo property.
Na-eject naman ba si Eduardo?
Nope! Dinismiss ng Municipal Court of Manila yung complaint kasi ni-raise ni Eduardo yung question of ownership.
Pero syempre hindi doon natapos kasi nag-file si Pablo sa Court of First Instance. Hinihingi niya na ma-declare siyang owner ng land at alisin ni Eduardo yung bahay niya doon at ibigay na sa kanya yung possession nung nasabing lupa.
Kaso, sawi pa din si Pablo kasi dinismiss din ng Court of First Instance yung complaint niya. Kaya sa Court of Appeals na lang siya lumapit. So, ano naman ang na-find out ng CA sa case na to?
Based sa evidence from the court. Bulol, aga-aga. Court of First Instance na conclude ng CA na yung parcel of land in question is a community property held by Pablo in trust for the real owners. At isa si Eduardo sa mga sinasabing real owners na yun. So, yung registration daw, ginagawa lang in accordance with an understanding between the co-owners since may tiwala naman sila kay Pablo at Luisa.
Right. This confidence and close relationship daw, pati na din yung fact na na-receive or nare-receive naman ng mga co-owners yung shares nila dun sa rentals, yun yung mga reasons ba't hindi sila gumalaw para ma-partition yung property. Pero, Teo, But all of a sudden, nagkaroon na ng issue dun sa property.
Wala lang, di lang sila mag-charge yung benta ng kwento.
Hindi, kasi after the death of Luisa, nagkaroon si Pablo ng second wife. Gusto mo yung andami nating background sound, Oj. So, yun nga, doon nag-start yung away ni Pablo at Eduardo. Sabi pa nila Apolonia Reyes at Eduardo, doon sa testimony nila, bago daw mamatay si Luisa, she called her husband Pablo at binili na ibigay na sa mga co-owners niya yung shares nila doon sa parcel of land.
Kaso, sabi ni Eduardo, huwag na mag-worry about doon kasi mas mahalaga sa kanila na syempre, gumaling si Luisa. Si Pablo naman, inassure niya yung wife niya na siya nang bahala at ibibigay niya naman sa mga co-owners yung respective shares nila.
So, obviously, ang issue dito is, sino ba talaga yung rightful owner ng land in question sa Tondo? Nag-rule yung CA in favor of Eduardo. Surely, nagreklamo si Pablo sa Supreme Court, diba?
Surely. Maraming question tong si Pablo pagdating sa Supreme Court eh. Firstly, mali daw yung CA nung i-consider nito yung oral testimony nila Eduardo na sufficient to rebut the legal presumption that Pablo is the owner of the land in controversy.
Pero sinagot to ng Supreme Court by citing the case of Severino versus Severino wherein it states that the relations of an agent to his principal are fiduciary, meaning held or given in trust. In short, in-interest lang sa'yo. And in regards to property forming the subject matter of the agency, he is stopped from acquiring or asserting a title adverse to that of the principal. His position is analogous to that of a trustee, and he cannot consistently with the principles of good faith be allowed to create in himself an interest in opposition to that of his principal or sestui ke trust.
In-affirm din ng SC yung doctrine sa Barreto versus Tuason case na yung registration of the property in the name of the trustees in possession thereof must be deemed to have been effected for the benefit of the sestui ke trust. Pahabol pa dito yung Palet versus Tejedor case na hindi issue yung fraud or bad faith with regards the registration of the property. And said property does not belong to the person in whose favor the registration was issued. Saka yung real owner, entitled sila to recover the ownership of the property as long as hindi pa natatransfer sa third person na nakuha o nabili naman yung property in good faith and for a valuable consideration.
This right of recovery is sanctioned by Section 55 of Act Number 496 as amended by Act Number 3322. Kaya wala naman daw mali sa decision ng CA.
Kaso, meron pa din banat si Pablo eh. Eduardo daw is stopped from claiming that Pablo is not the absolute owner of the property in question.
Ah, oo. After death daw kasi ni Luisa, instead of moving for the partition of the property na pinangako niya naman sa deathbed ng wife niya, Eduardo appeared as attorney for Pablo and prayed that a new certificate of title be issued in Pablo's name as the sole owner of the property.
Ini-insist ni Pablo na si Eduardo mismo was a party to the fraud upon the court, as guilty as Pablo himself, and that stops him from asserting that he is the co-owner of the said land.
But the Supreme Court held that there is no merit in Pablo's contention. Kahit pa sabihin na naging party si Eduardo sa deception para mapangalan yung title ng property kay Pablo, hindi daw ito valid na reason para ma-change yung legal relationship between Pablo and the true owners of the land. To the extent na mapupunta yung ownership nila sa tao na tinatry usurp yung land.
Yes, so in short, whether Pablo and Eduardo are or are not jointly responsible for any fraud upon a court of justice, it cannot affect the substantial rights of the real owners of the title of a real property.
Eduardo is not barred because his appearance as attorney for Pablo was not a misrepresentation, which would induce Pablo to believe that he recognized the former as the sole owner of the property in controversy.
Tama, kasi remember, Pablo was a party to the understanding and assumed the role of an instrument to make it effective. So, yung appearance ni Eduardo as attorney for Pablo was a consequence of the understanding. And Pablo could not legitimately assume that it had the effect of breaking or reversing the said understanding.
May isa pang hirit si Pablo eh. Sabi niya, sige, sabihin natin own nga in common by several co-owners yung property. But still, he had acquired na daw absolute ownership of the same through prescription. Paano daw ba nangyari yun, Onch?
Kasi yung registration in 1909 sa name ni Pablo and Luisa, yun yung based dun sa agreement ng mga co-owners. But as per Pablo, when he, upon the death of his wife in 1922, caused the trust property to be registered in his sole name in 1923, and afterwards, pinagatian nila ng daughter niya, si Ildefonsa, yung property as heirs of the decedent. Because of that, he openly breached daw yung 1909 agreement. Saka yung promise niya na sa dying wife niya na ibibigay niya sa co-owners yung respective shares nila.
So, ang conclusion pala ni Pablo is yung breach na yon was an assumption of ownership and could be the basis of title by prescription.
Yun na nga.
Agree ba naman ang Supreme Court?
Siyempre hindi. Kasi nga, di ba, Pablo held the property and secured its registration in his name in a fiduciary capacity. Kasi nga, di ba, trustee lang siya ng property.
Tama naman. And as trustee, he cannot acquire by prescription the ownership of the property entrusted to him since the position of a trustee is of representative nature.
Right. And his position is the position of a setuike trust or the beneficiary of a trust. So, all benefits derived by the possession and acts of the agent as such agent should accrue to the benefit of his principal.
Thus, in the end, the Supreme Court affirmed the decision of the Court of Appeals, Pablo's pretension of building his right to claim ownership by prescription upon his own breach of trust cannot be countenanced by any court, being subversive of generally accepted ethical principles.
Gusto mo yun, Teo? Na-entrust lang sa'yo yung lupain tapos inangkin mo na.
Teka, ba't ako? Bukod ba sa mahilig ako mga angkin ng mga hindi akin? Pero, yeah, gusto ko yon, freeland. So, ano ba masasabi mo sa case na to, Odge?
Simple lang naman, huwag mga angkin ng hindi sa'yo.
Yun!
Have the decency lang to return that which is not yours, lalo na kung ipinagkatiwala lang naman sa'yo. And alam mo naman in the first place na hindi sa'yo talaga. Sayang lang din kasi yung trust and confidence na binigay sa'yo, tapos winarak mo lang. So ano naman ang takeaway mo, Teo?
Ako siguro I wanna highlight dignity. Lupa lang yan eh. Earthly possession that at one point we'll have to give away when we passed. Pero yung dignity natin, mga prinsipyo natin yan eh that will survive beyond our lives. Siguro a reminder lang na dignidad natin is way more precious than any land or money this world can offer. Yan ang pangahawakan natin. Kung may mga gantong opportunity na nasisilaw tayong manguha ng mga bagay na hindi sa atin, let's ask ourselves, itong klaseng tao ba ang pinalaki ng magulang ko? Or in this case, kung ikaw si Pablo, gusto mo bang pag nagkaharap kayo ni Luisa sa kabilang buhay, she'll say, ganyang klaseng lalaki ba ang minahal ko? Siyempre, ayaw natin yan.
Right, ekis na ekis yun, di ba, courtmates? How about you? Share with us your insights on this case or let us know what cases you would like us to chika for our next episode. If you guys like our podcast, please don't forget to subscribe for free on Spotify or whatever you're listening to right now. You can also watch the audiogram version of this podcast on Facebook and YouTube. Again, this is Odge.
And Mateo, leaving you with a reminder to always look back in history because precedents shall rule the future.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again in the courtroom.
Bye!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.